often in the house, we have bittersweet occasions. We have sad events followed by happy events. And today we're pleased to administer the oath of office to Representative Troy Mader, an old friend and somebody who's been very active in Republican Party politics in Campbell County and in the state of Wyoming for as long as I can remember, frankly. And we'll have Justice Kite administer the oath, and then Representative Mader, after you become an official representative, if you'd like to share some comments with the body, we'd love to have that too. Justice Kite, would you please administer the oath of office?
I'm honored to be here. I'm humbled and overwhelmed. But there's some people that I really wish to thank. My appreciation for the precinct committeemen from House District 52 who selected me, and then the unanimous decision by the Campbell County Board of Commissioners. But there's also people I want to thank that I don't even know. The state Republican Party, in coordination with the Campbell County Republican Party, efficiently expedited this process so that I can stand before you here today. And those people I don't even know, so I say thanks. And I want you to know that I want to get to know you. And I know you're mostly standing, but if you'll grab a pen and a paper, I'll give you a shortcut to knowing me a little bit, because I'm going to give you two websites. It'll give you some background on me. And the first one is freedomstruggle.com. Two S's in the middle, freedomstruggle.com. And the other one is aws.vcn.com. aws.vcn.com. The first one will give you a bio, a little background, plus you'll understand a passion that I have, very strong passion that I have. The second one will give you some of my thoughts and standings on things like wildlife issues, natural resource use, wolf recovery, wildlife management, those types of things, so you can do that. Also, I wasn't here for the State of the State address yesterday because I was in selection, but I did watch Governor Meade's speech last night, and he said something that I want to appreciate and talk about a little bit because I have a personal interest. He recognized those who have served, the servicemen and women who fought for our freedom down through the decades, and I have a passion to honor those people. But I appreciated what he said about our people here in Wyoming. I have a son, Travis Mader, who is now serving in the United States Air Force, and he happens to be stationed at F.E. Warren Air Force Base, and he works full-time at the Wyoming Air Guard here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And so I want to say something. I'm proud of you. I also want to state a couple other things. I want to extend my condolences publicly to the Wallace family. I never knew Sue Wallace. I never got the privilege to meet her, and I'm told she was quite a woman. But I did know her dad and mom very, very well. For those of you who have been in this chamber since Noah walked off the ark, will remember that at one time the Joint Appropriations Committee was headed by a representative by the name of Kelly Mader, who was my brother, and Senator Dick Wallace. And we owe a deep debt of gratitude and send our prayers to that family for their loss, but also I want to say publicly to the Wallace family, thank you so much for your service to the great state of Wyoming. And finally, we've got a job to do. Freedom isn't free. We all know that. We have a job to do in preserving that freedom, and those that have gone before have passed it on to us, and we have a battle. Our very way of life, our freedom is under attack today, both internally and externally. And I'm not a poet, and I know it, like Sue Wallace, but I am a musician, and I want to share a few lines of a poem that I wrote the music to. If we lose in our struggle for freedom, if we fail in the task we must do, if we shrink from the turmoil of conflict, or quit ere the battle is through, if we heed not the plight of the vanquished, if we turn from the brunt of the clash, if we barter our souls in our folly for the yoke and the goad and the lash, it is we who will envy our fallen as we bow to the tyrant's decree. Only our dead will find solace, and only our dead will be free. It is we who will envy our fallen as we bow to the tyrant's decree. Only our dead will be victors, and only our dead will be free. Only our dead will be victors, and only our dead will be free. Thank you, and God bless.
As you know, there's a briefing going on the Capitol Square. I'd encourage you all to attend. The House will be in recess until the sound of the gavel.